Interest in Christianity outpaces an Indian church planning program. Rising food costs won't stop Christmas in Haiti, and clean water helps save lives. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. It can take up to 2 years to train a church planter in India. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India's Dave Straver says the spiritual climate is that ready.
It can be quite embarrassing because we don't have the resources to train everyone who wants to receive help from us. We actually have almost 4,000 church planters on the waiting list waiting for our training. So that's the number one need, is the training. And then we, of course, provide them with materials, so they need some scriptures.
And the ministry furnishes a bicycle to increase mobility. Through this approach, many have responded to the gospel. That's brought its own set of problems to church planters.
Often their lives will be threatened. They'll get beaten up. They'll be warned to leave. Don't come back here again or we'll kill you. This is quite a common form of intimidation. And the high success of the church planters is really a tribute to the work of Jesus and the Holy Spirit in India.
Next, monsoon flooding is a regular occurrence in parts of India. For Audio Scripture Ministries partner, the World Cassette Outreach of India, a particularly bad flood several years ago revealed that
the old house that was originally on the property is below grade, and every time the monsoons come, it floods to one degree or another. And that building desperately needs to be torn down. It's not a huge building, but we're going to build on top of it.
That's ASM's Tom Dudenhofer. They're about a third of the way toward their financial goal for a new facility in Bangalore. The headquarters plays a vital role in bringing the gospel to those who can't read there. For them, it's becoming a race for space.
Even though there is persecution, the country is very open right now. We believe it's really imperative to be able to put up a building that would allow our partners to train regional directors for Audio Scripture Ministry. Right now, the facilities just simply do not exist.
Go to our website if you can help. You're listening to Mission Network News. 3 million people still suffer from leprosy in India. AMG International provides life-changing cataract surgery, multi-drug therapy, and introduces them to the gospel. They worship God joyfully in Sunday services at the Valley of Love, where training and employment prepare them to re-enter society. If leprosy is caught in the early stages, multi-drug therapy can cure it. For $10, you can provide 1 month of therapy. Please pray. Elsewhere, the rising cost of food in Haiti is devastating to residents who can barely afford a cup of rice. However, For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says no matter how bad things get, their Christmas party will be held because it's a glimmer of hope.
If we were to stop that celebration of Jesus' birthday, they would interpret that we were giving up. It is also our outward indication to them that God is still there and God is still providing, and we still have faith that everything's going to be okay.
DeHart says that's why Christmas in August needs to happen. It's the fundraiser that makes the Christmas Day party in Haiti possible.
They pay $25 for the dinner. That is used for gifts that we don't receive given to us, and also for the cargo money to get everything down there and for the things that we buy on the local market.
And surface water floods the open wells of many villages with garbage and filth during Sri Lanka's rainy season. This year, Living Water International is rehabilitating over 100 wells there, which UNICEF calls one of the worst places in the world to be a child. Children often catch fatal diseases like cholera and diarrhea from the contaminated water. Pray that LWI can provide clean water for many villages and introduce them to the living water of Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Message for the Mission, a devotion journal from Buckner International, is yours free for the asking. It's a devotional that'll inspire, educate, and bring missions experiences to life. When you request your copy, you'll be entered to win a free mission trip with Buckner in 2009. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.